Good morning. It's time for the King State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Now, fair stuff, fair stuff, fair stuff. It's all over. Everybody is ready for fair season. You've got more stuff on. What's coming up?
Yeah, so it was, of course, coming into this next week, and everything goes a little bit crazy, but we're super excited. Honestly, I've been so excited for them to use the fair theme Christmas in July. That's probably my favorite holiday, Christmas in July. So I'm excited about there'll be Christmas decor all over the fairgrounds, and of course, just all the shows, all the kids, all the good food. It's going to be a really, really good week. Starting off on Monday, we are going to actually have our horse show. So the 4-H horse show will be Monday night. It's usually not the week of fair, so that'll be kind of an exciting new thing. It'll kind of go start right before our big fair kickoff. So those will be a pretty good night on Monday. And then, of course, throughout the week, you know, we're judging those static awards in Celebration Hall. And I think a lot of people come to the fair and forget to step inside CB Hall and see the things that the kids have worked on all year long. Just being at Osage City and Richmond this last week, I mean, just seeing the things that these kids, 7-8-year-olds and then high schoolers can do is just so incredible and impressive. So please get inside at some point during the week and check out all of those exhibits at CB Hall. They're really, really impressive. And I know the kids have worked really hard on all of them. And then going into the rest of the week, of course, some of our bigger shows are going to start on Wednesday. So poultry is going to be that morning, and we have that's on Thursday. We're going to have all of our dairy and then our sheep and meat goats Wednesday night. And our fair schedule can be found online at our website, or just call the extension office. We can give you more specific dates and times, of course. And then Thursday, we have our rabbit show. And then throughout the day, we have cat, dog, hand pets. Those are really fun shows for those kids. And then our swine shows that night. We also will have that Thursday night, which is July 16th, the KLA barbecue. And the extension office this year is selling tickets. So if you did want tickets to those, they're $3 cheaper if you buy them ahead of time at our office or at the Ottawa Library. So keep your lookout for those. I think you can probably buy them up until Thursday. And then Friday night's our beef show, and that afternoon we'll also have the bucket calf show. So lots of fun things. It's going to be a really, really enjoyable week. And of course, we do things through Sunday at the fairgrounds. It's so fun to see everybody work so hard on all of this all year round. The kids, extension staff, all of the volunteers, the judges who drive super far to come help these kids out and teach them something. So it's finally all happening here in Franklin County next week. And then, of course, we have a little gap, and then Anderson County, and then we're in with Overbrook in our district in August. So it's the best time of year. It's busy and it's going to be really hot. So everyone bring bottles and bottles of water, but it will be really fun. And we hope to see everybody outside, inside, staying cool and having fun.
Hectic time of the year, but it's a fun time of the year. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.